This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
All right, welcome everybody here on Streamlabs. Welcome everybody who's listening as Pop Goes to Classics on a Place to Nation Pop Experience. Andy Anakin about to watch Finding Dory from 2016, sequel to the ever-popular, very successful, wonderful Pixar movie, Finding Nemo, a movie that I really love. I've only seen Finding Dory maybe twice before, up till now, so it didn't resonate with me as much. When I saw this originally, I did take my kids to see it. My daughter was, I think, 14. My son was 9. So I think they liked it, but I don't think they loved it. It's really hard sometimes with sequels, especially animated sequels. It's very rare that you get a Shrek 2, I guess, is probably the one I go to that I like so much. Not that I like it so much more than the original, but I do enjoy that one. You know, and I do love the original Shrek. But let's watch on Disney Plus. Let's get the movie started, and let's talk about it and watch together. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Yeah, at the time, Pixar was getting kind of sequel happy. So, we had a few movies that came out like in this time period. We had Up, but then we had half the last movies, then we had Toy Story 3, Cars 2, then we had Brave, then we had another sequel, Monsters University, then we had Inside Out and Good Dinosaur, which we won't talk about, but then we have another sequel here, and then after this we have Cars 3, and then Coco, and then Incredibles 2, Toy Story 4. So then we get a So we get intro to young Dory to kind of explain all about her. So we got, I think that's Eugene Levy as Charlie. And we got Diane Keaton as Jenny, as Dory's parents here. Cute little Dory with her short-term memory loss here. So, basically, Dory's got ADHD. He's like, oh, look, pretty light. So, you know, kind of acting a little bit like Marlin here. Now, so it's kind of hard to have a kid like that to these parents are like, oh, we're doomed. Oh, they're trying at least, right? Aww. Very touching in the beginning here. At least they don't, I don't think they killed them off, right? Like they did to poor Pearl at the beginning of Finding Nemo. So we go back. We got some great, you know, underwater animation here. I mean, I'd have to compare to Finding Nemo, like watch them back to back to kind of see if there's any change, any improvement. How the technology was. I mean, look at this with the sun coming through into the depths here with the kelp forest. A bunch of fish just hanging around here. Oh boy. And we got another couple of great cameo voices here. We got Bill Hader and Kate McKinnon. I think they just call them husband fish and wife fish. Oh boy. There's a little Dory. Aw. These fish are nice. Don't look like blue tangs. Like what's happening here? They're kind of confused. Oh no. That kind of perplexed the stand here. You're like, I don't know. Typical Wi-Fi. You're no help. You're zero help. Oh, poor Dory. Well, now what? How did Dory lose her family? I'm trying to remember. It's almost like they put like a little post on her. At least she remembers that she suffers from short-term memory loss. That must be terrifying, right? To be in the big ocean all by yourself and not remember, Okay. I'm trying to know how much time has passed here. And we got some marlins here. And we got some dolphins here, or porpoises. Oh, now we get the Dory that we remember with Ellen DeGeneres. Date night. Oh boy. Oh, Dory. It's kind of good though that she doesn't remember how as she's lost off. Now we pick up here the meeting here of Marlin and Dory. And this will lead us into. So we kind of see what Dory was up to right before it happened with the boat. So now we fast forward to a year after the actions of Finding Nemo. Dory talks in her sleep. Dory's got a nice little home there next to the anemone. Ooh. Dory, I think Dory doesn't remember that the anemone stings her. Ooh. Getting stung. But wait, huh? It's like Marlon's got two children. Dory's fun to have around. No, there were three sharks, Marlin. That's it. Marlin's gonna milk that shark thing for a while, huh? And Mr. Ray is back. Bob Peterson, voice actor there. Also the voice of Doug in Up. Oh, Dory seems to like to go on to science class. I mean, what else is there to do, I guess, right? Dory always misinterprets everything. Marla's like, I can't. I this is a losing battle for me. I'm just gonna be here. Ooh, that sounds like fun. I like to check a stingray migration. Oh. Ah. If it's a year later, these kids should be a bit older, right? Maybe not a year later. Maybe. I don't know. How many days does Finding Nemo take place in? I'm not sure. I realize everybody knows Dory suffers from short-term memory loss. Oh boy, these kids just look like you lost me. An email the helping hand. Dory's got to give the. I don't know if it'd be the birds and the bees talk for fish, right? Would it be the? I don't know. I couldn't know. Mr. Ray loves to sing his songs. It's a good way to remember. I had teachers that would come up with songs to remember things. I think we had one for linking verbs, which is still in my head. I'm not going to sing it now for y'all, but it has been ingrained in my brain since, I believe, like 7th grade. Yeah, how can you keep an eye on kids when you gotta, and when you have Dory, keep redirecting Dory. Oh, that's a trigger, memory trigger right there, the undertow. Uh-oh. Maybe it's Dory's having maybe getting a memory here. I don't know. Oh, here comes his people, right? I wonder how Mr. Ray ended up being the teacher there and not with his mom with the rest of the Rays. Wow, that's pretty magnificent right there. And I bet you that's what it looks like in real life. Must be very cool to watch if you can ever catch it, I guess, if you're scuba diving, maybe. Oh, no. Oh, no. Dory got sucked up by the undertow. Oh. They're all disappointed that she's not dead. Damn kids. Like, what do you... Wouldn't she be floating if she was dead anyway? That'd be kind of gross. Don't be such a Dory, huh? Well, we all are Dories at some point in our lives, right? So wait, Dory's from California, and where, I'm trying to remember, because they ended up, I don't think they're Australian. Are they in Australia? Australia to California is quite the Great Barrier Reef, more specifically, California's got to be quite the swim. Marlin's not wrong. Marlin's like, I can't do this again. Making an argument there for about traveling so you don't have to travel. Aww. Yeah, he does, actually. He could sympathize with her. You know, missing your family. That's quite the... how do they know where to go? I don't know if they have any kind of migratory instincts for these kind of fish. Yeah, he's like, I've done it once. I don't know if I can do it again. He knows a guy. That's right, bring him back, Crush. Dude, Andrew Stanton returning. And we got and Squirt. That is quite the migration there. I don't know. That can't be the EAC, though. We got is that a humpback whale there? Mm-hmm. Ah, the California current. It's gnarly, man. Go for this. You don't want to hurl on a shell, man. Nemo remembers it, man. They should look like you, right? Okay, I wonder if Crush and these turtles have been all over the world. This guy's a little exit ramp there. Oof. Oh boy, he hurled. Yeah. I do kind of like some of the characters we're going to meet, but I don't know. I don't know how they could have brought back Bruce, Chum, and Anchor. The late Barry Humphreys voice Bruce. But we do get some fun characters, though. What the? A bunch of hermit crabs there hanging out. A lot of people say shush to her. Oh, Dory's been here before. Wow, as a little fish, she must have swam quite it's even more amazing swimming that quite distance, right? God, all these crabs do is shush people. It's like Chad Gable there. Yeah, you don't know what kind of predator fish could be hanging out here. Oh boy, that's a giant ass eye. Oh boy. A tentacles and a snappy thing. What is that? Is kind of that is a big squid. That looks like something I wanted like 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, right? Oh boy. don't know. It's got to be scarier than the anglerfish, right? Because it's bigger and got them tentacles that can come and get you. That is a very lot of stuff in the ocean there. Because they can also fit like anywhere. It looks like a tanker, one of those cargo ships that that sunk. Oh, the squid's got Nemo. And dropped one of those big ass things. Oof. That beak is a little terrifying. Oh boy. Oh. Ooh. Oh, that's gotta ruin your day if you're that squid. See, that's why you can't, you gotta break your can things. Because that's why, this is what happens, birds, fish, right? It's your conservation tip here on Paco's the Classics right now. Well, Marlin, I mean, I can understand him being upset, but he's a little hard on Dory right here. I mean, Dory tries. That's the thing. She does try. She can't help herself. What? This is... I love how they got Sigourney Weaver to voice the announcements here at the aquarium. Dory's call for Sigourney Weaver. He's like, "Who's Sigourney Weaver?" Oh boy, not again. I'd like to go to the Marine Life Institute. I haven't been to a good aquarium in a long time. Georgia Aquarium seems pretty cool. I'm sure there's other ones that I don't know the name of right now. Gross. See, yeah, it's going to be pretty terrifying for fish. Oh, they're tagging her. There's a Hang in There poster in the background. And there's our introduction to Hank, who apparently has been in every Pixar movie. But I don't have the time or the energy to go back. I'm sure it's online somewhere, where Hank has been in all these, but, you know, he can camouflage and blend into his environment. Of course, voiced by the great Ed O'Neill. No, wrong one, Hank. Don't get the garbage disposal. How long do I have? Oh, God, who wants to go to Cleveland? The Cleveland. Now she's talking like Bret Hart. I don't want to go to Cleveland, you know, because that's not where I can fish and swim around. Maybe she was. Was she from an exhibit? I don't know. Okay. Why does Hank want the tag? And why does he want to go to Cleveland? What does Hank know about Cleveland? Oh boy. Hank doesn't want to go to the ocean. He just wants to live in a glass box, huh? Oh boy. Hank, you can't be so aggressive there if you want that tag. An octopus drinking coffee. I think I'd be very frustrated right now if I'm Hank. And we get an exhibit here with sea otters and seals. I love the seals at the Bronx Zoo. It's one of my favorite parts of going there. It's one of those places you could just sit there and watch them. And also at the Norwalk Aquarium, which I used to go to a lot. It's small, but it's a nice aquarium. I used to take my kids there a lot when they were younger. Okay. All right, so we got Idris Elba there as Fluke and Dominic West as Rudder. A couple of seals here. A sea lion, sorry, excuse me. Yeah, they're really gonna pounce. Oh boy. There you go. These are our exposition right now, catching them up. We got Gerald here, who is Torben Zan Bullock. I have no idea who that is. I guess he's like the Ed. Remember Ed the Hyena from The Lion King? Kind of the idiot of the group. Is there a requirement that they have to have Australian or British actors in these as characters you run into? Kind of like how we had Chum and Anchor along with Bruce in the first one. Now, how is Hank able to be out of water that long? I don't know much about octopus, so I guess. He puts his thing over her mouth through the glass. Oh boy. He's like, no. So they know Hank is missing. He's got them powers of camouflage, man. That'd be pretty cool. Kidzoni. It's not wrong there. Get another flashback. Ah. must be a nice life, though, to be in a nice big exhibit and not have to worry about predators. Ooh, purple shells. He's on the lam. He's on the run. She's not looking for you. Oh boy. He's like a It's like a, it's a, it's a, oh boy. Oh. That's gonna be kind of morbid. Being there a bucket with dead fish. Oh boy. Because they're all dead. Ooh, that's gotta hurt right there. Yeah. Oh no. So Destiny's voiced by Caitlin Olsen, very funny actress. A nearsighted whale shark. Ooh, right into the thing. Oh, poor Destiny. Very, very accident prone here. Oh yeah, that's right. Dory speaks whale. She knows Dory. Pipe pals. Ooh. Oh. So Bailey is a Ty Burrell, Phil Dunphy himself, as the beluga whale. Bay. Oh, I think Bailey needs glasses. Oh no, Destiny needs glasses. Oh. Slow pit motion. Oh boy, Hank is not happy. Yeah. Oh boy. That's a recipe for disaster right there. I remember going up to Mystic Seaport, and my daughter was little, like 3 years old, two or three, and she was playing with the beluga whale there. The beluga whale was in the exhibit and kept coming up and doing stuff with her and following her. No, that's not a good thing there. Let's see. There's always another way. Oof. Locomotion. So, see, look how close everybody is here. Oh boy. Becky. Oh boy. Becky's a little issue there. She's had too much caffeine. Let's see, who voices Becky? Becky? Oh boy. Out of all these ducks, that's the one that you're friends with? The kind of kooky one? Learning about imprinting here. I don't want to look that bird in the eye. That's kind of scary. I think Becky needs some Visine there. Oh, I think you've imprinted. Joe's got his bucket. Now they're sweet talking him. Don't want to scuff your bum. He was up like there for like 10 seconds. That's messed up. Oh boy. This, and they're literally like right above it. How did they get in there? Why? I guess octopuses eat popcorn too. Seems like he. Oh, that would drive me batshit crazy. And they're off in the baby carriage. Hmm. Okay. Now they got Dory in a sippy cup. That's pretty funny. That'd be an interesting Disney ride if they were ever to put one out, right? Go sit in a big ass baby carriage with an octopus steering you. Ah, oof. kind of a very unattractive child there. Here we get Becky above. So I love how they're like literally like right next to each other for the most part, but yet they have no idea where each other is. Oh, Becky gets distracted by the popcorn. No, but nobody notices this baby care, this baby stroller like just going on its own. Well, the most powerful. You're going the wrong way, guys. Imagine walking through this aquarium and seeing like a pail just hanging off a branch. It's amazing that how clueless the humans are in some of these movies. Uh-oh. Like he's eating a cup. Oh boy. Oh boy. And there with the toy fish. And then Becky goes back and gets the bucket. Oh boy. yeah, the otters are a fun exhibit to watch. Oh, adorable. I remember learning about otters as a kid in like a book I had, all about how they get the clam and the rock, and they break it on their belly as they're floating in the ocean. Fun fact for y'all. Ooh, that had to hurt, Hank. Boy, Hank's had enough of Dory. Ooh, boy, that was low, Hank. You cut Dory, you cut her deep. Oh boy. Dory with the fun facts here into the kid zone, which I think they probably patterned after the Seas with Nemo and Friends. Although there's no touch tank there. Yeah, this is not where you want to be, if you're a fish or anything. It's like, what hands? Oh, Ooh. I like how they're making it sound like the kids are like breaking through the water. Oh boy. The touch tanks are, I know we've all done touch tanks, but I don't think they're very sanitary. Oh, she found Hank. Oh boy, Hank is a little terrified here. They're just children. Hmm. They're gonna sing it. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. I swear, baby Dory's eyes are like bigger than her whole body. Actually found a picture recently of myself at SeaWorld in San Diego, and I'm like, I think I was like 6 years old, and I had a starfish in my hand. I had this look on my face like, what am I touching? Why am I touching this? Oof. Oh, Poker's Cove, where all the hands just keep coming in and poking them. Ooh. Ah, the main Hank Inc. That made a mess. I only ink when I'm nervous, I guess, right? Is that what I'm going to say? It's like he's in a pool that have those chemicals in it that when you pee, it creates like that blue cloud. Oh, that's quite the tank right there. That's cool. That's one of those tanks like you could just sit there for a long time and just stare at it. How can that tank have much oxygen since there's no pump? Right? I think that it would not be a good outcome here for Nemo and Marlin. That's a cock the toy right there. Those things are so annoying. I used to hate it when my kids would get those, like when they would win them as prizes or something at carnivals. I know the Shark Tank at the Norwalk Aquarium. I've sat in there for like 20 minutes and just stare because it's dark. It's got the light coming through. It's really cool. Very mean looking sharks though in that tank. They all look like they're pissed off and they would just bite you in 2 seconds. Oh. Oh boy. It's going to be quite the adventure there. Oh, boy. Oh, he's kind of daring him. Oh. Ooh, that's kind of lucky timing there. Oh, no, it didn't work quite well. Keep going. Oh, no. Ooh. And there they are into the tide pool. That was pretty amazing that they did it. As happy as a clam. Okay. Ha! 3, 2. Oh, there's a scallop. Okay. Maybe it's not a scallop. It's an oyster with a big pearl in his mouth. Kind of reminds me of Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors. There was supposed to be this Pangea show like a number of years ago that never came to be. I saw a trailer for it. or preview. And it looked really cool. It was about what's going to happen to the Earth when all the continents go back together, and it's called Return to Pangea. Octopus having three hearts. Hank doing his octopus parkour there. All right. This might be it. Maybe she found her parents finally. Hank got the tag. He's going to Cleveland. How could you forget this cranky ass octopus? All right. Moment of truth there, Dory. Gotta go for it. I tell you, these fish have had more adventures than I have. Oof, there's quite the tank. I mean, on the plus side, there's no predators in here, right? On the minus side, you just gotta swim in circles all day. Old. I like how the little fish couples are all swimming around. Oh, there's the same sunfish we saw before. Oh, she sees the shells. That kind of reminder, trigger the memory thing. All right, so the sunfish is... Oh, I have no idea who this is. Angus MacLean. The actor. Hey, look, shells. Sorry with the visual memories there. Oh, maybe they like to hang out at the bottom of the tank, I guess. I wonder how many gallons that tank is. Seems like a lot. All right. I think Dory finally got home. I don't know how old her parents are, though. I wonder if you expect them to be there. So Dory could speak well from a very young age, Oh boy. Oh no, another memory is coming up. Oh, so this is where Dory ends up getting separated, right? Oh, the undertow sucked her into a pipe. That's what happened. Oh, no. Do you think maybe they went looking for her? I don't know. So it's not really the undertow, but Oh boy. You could have stayed in quarantine. So is their job to keep the bottom here trimmed? Oh, Bill getting yelled at by the wife there. All right, two left, center, right. Left, left, right. Dory facing her fears. All right. Like through the pipes. All right, that's your first left, Dory. You gotta make a left, second left. I'm lost now. I think if you anybody with a good memory, and I don't have a good memory to begin with, but anybody with a good memory would get lost here. Ugh. Oof. Oof. Bailey's not being very helpfully to Destiny there. Boy, Bailey's a little neurotic there. Bailey, get your shit together, right? Oh, that's some cool animation right there. It's like he's got night vision goggles there. No, they can't see you. Oh boy, what a rush. Oh no, another fish in a pipe. When she go right, she's going right into it. Oh no. Is Dory going to meet her end? Oh, we got a reunion here. Martin's been through a lot of stuff again. Marlin's got some PTSD from the events of Finding Nemo, it sounds like. It's close. It's close by. She keeps calling Hank a septopus. Oh boy. second guessing herself now. Not good, Dory. Yeah, I think so. She's guessing basically all the seafood. Well, the shellfish, at least. Dory's been an inspiration, I guess. They really are a family. I think Marlon considers her like a goofy sister now, right? I like that they didn't make Marlon and Dory like romantic, so to speak. I guess they're fish, but still. Possibly. I mean, they are her family now, right? I mean, I know how much she wants to be with her mom and dad, but Marlon and Nemo become like, you know, super close. So I believe this has got to be like almost Northern California. Oh boy. Ooh. Ooh. Oh boy. Ooh. Oh boy. I tell you, you have some talented ass fish here. With all the hopping and everything. Ooh! Oh, God, right into the. Gross. Ooh, it's Hank! Hank to the rescue. And a moment of truth. They're like, who is this? Do they remember Dory after all this time? That's a lot of blue tanks. Just pick two and let's go. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Oh no. Oh, you don't know that they're dead for sure. They could be another aquarium, right? Yeah, it kind of messes you up, right? Oh boy. Oh no, Hank finally got caught. He's on the run. Now we got Hank's perspective here. A very traumatic experience here for Dory. Where is she now? Is she back in the open ocean? Oh my God. That's got to be devastating, right? I mean, at least the fish aren't rude, at least. It's kind of murky around outside. I think it is night, though, right? So that's probably why it looks as murky as it does at the moment in the water. I don't know. Tell you, these Finding Nemo / Finding Dory movies really roller coaster your emotions, right? Because you're happy one minute, the next minute it's like, oh no, they lost, they're possibly dead. But wait, no, you know, oh, it's quite a bit of back and forth here with the emotional part. I don't know if this is murkier than the water, though, outside the dentist's office in Sydney. What would Dory do? Dory would be fucking crazy. Just water everywhere, Dory. What would Dory do in this situation? Probably fling herself out of water or make friends with, like, dangerous fish. Yeah, I don't like sand. I hate sand, actually. Having it on your feet, just between toes, and then at the beach you go and you dry off. You rinse off and then got to put on the wet stuff, right? It never really always comes out fully. Aww. Wait. Yeah, she found some shells. Wait, is there a trail, maybe? Find your way back? Or just show a signal, symbol? Right? Man, it is wicked dark in there right now. Yeah, your mom likes shells. Or purple or whatever. That's a lot of shells. Follow the trail, man. There's shells as far as the eye can see right now. Is that them? Oh man. Reunited with her mom and dad. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. She figured that out. Dory's feeling very guilty. pretty impressive. That was a grand plan all along. Quite the amazing reunion again. See, way to go, Mom and Dad. That's gotta be terrible. Oh no. This poor guy just keeps blowing out fish snot. Oh man, they're on the truck for Cleveland. Oh, it looks like we've got to rescue them. Oh, no. Does she know what a truck is? Right? She's been a fish that's been living in the ocean for how many years? And she knows what a truck is? I don't get it. Plot hole continuity. No, not plot continuity, but just plot hole. Right? I know kids aren't going to think about that. Destiny can help you for sure. Ooh, poor Destiny, she keeps popping her nose. Oof, we gotta jump. How are these fish going to stop a truck, right? Oof, that was quite the lift they had to do. And there's some aquarium employees that are going to get in trouble for letting that happen, right? They got to raise the wall going forward. Oh boy. The sea lions finally got themselves off their perch there. That's funny. Ooh, they just keep banging themselves, right? Well, they're going to list the otters to get out of here.
Oh, hi there. For the eye.
Just got to reassure them. Like, we just got reunited. We don't want to lose you anyway. Ready? Wow, the sending. Oh, boy. The otters got Dory. Oh, boy. They're so cute, but dangerous too, probably, right? Dory. Of course, your family, right? Just goes to show that, you know, anybody can be family if you care about each other, right? Oh, man. Hank is never getting out of here. Oh, they sent that crazy ass duck. And she forgot Dory. They all recognize each other, I guess. Becky is well intentioned, but doesn't always execute the best way. What, did she plan to meet that? I don't know. My friend Sigourney. Gotta try to get all those fish into the ocean there. Yeah, but a little late to say okay there. Oh boy. Oh boy, they ran out of water there with the truck going over the bridge. He only has so much range in his echolocation. Where there's a will, there's a way, right? Is that what the message of the film is? Oh. Holy carp. Oh, boy, that would terrify me. octopus running my windshield while I'm on driving on the highway. Sucker bipeds. Hank's driving a truck. An octopus driving a truck. Glad I wouldn't have to explain how that happened. Oh, ah, ooh, right in the side view mirror. That's got to ruin your day. A driving octopus. Really? Oh, God. It's going around in circles. Oof. Dory is like the worst navigator ever. Oh boy. Hey, a boat. Ooh, hop in the. I don't even know if is that a median? I don't know. Oh boy. And they're glad they got them in too. They have them outside the Seas with Nemo down in Florida at Disney World at Epcot. My son has a vendetta against them after what happened when a seagull stole his cheese stick when he was like 4 or 5 or something like that. And oh boy. I think we've gotten past that point there, Dory. Fish jail. That's fine. Ooh. It's quite the, They look like fish. Oh, those are like the fish we see in the first one. And they got Louis Armstrong there playing. Oof. Oh, the two sea lions get taken out by that big ass fish. Oof. Yeah, they're so getting fired. Oof. Well, that's going to make them a nice little reef there. Boy, the boss is going to be pissed. Are they back at the court at the reef there in the Great Court Great Barrier Reef? Now you're trying to seek. Hank is now the substitutor. Boy, I think the aquarium's going to notice that their beluga whale and whale shark are gone. The drop off. Oh boy. at the drop off. That's gotta be terrifying, the drop off for them. Because what happens if you go down there? I mean, you're a fish, right? I mean, you'll have to deal with like angler fish again and stuff, but there'll be some predators down there, I guess. There she is. She's just looking at the drop off. Sitting there pondering life. Waiting for P. Sherman from Wallaby Way. She's like, I think because he's always worried. I know the feeling. Oh, there's another memory trigger there. Wow. They should do, again, I'm always suggesting this, but they could do a series of shorts, Adventures of Baby Dory or something, and talk about Dory's, all the things, you know, all the interactions that Dory had on our way to getting all the way from California to Australia. You did it, Dory. Good job. God. That's something to look at, man. And you get that, you can see underwater with the sunlight going through and peering through. It is one of the great things that we have on this planet, right? In nature. It's just amazing to look at. And we got the end. Should have said Fiend, but I know there's a post-credit scene on this, so we'll stick around to watch that. There's Hank again. And this is what we're going to see. We're going to see all of Hank's adventures. I guess he's like Waldo. It's like, where's Hank? Well, that's him in the tank, obviously. That stupid toy. All right. Is Hank the one driving the boat there? Hank hiding in the slippery when wet sign. Who's doing this unforgettable cover though? Hank in the clamshell there. He's got to be on the tree right there, right? Poor Becky. She thought that was a branch. On the side of the sunfish. It's pretty cool. We got the Ray migration. Mr. Ray is probably enjoying his break from the kids and Dory. Is that Herbie the love bug there underneath the water? Can't remember where the Pizza Planet truck was in this movie. Oh, this was that. Hopefully, that wasn't that giant ass squid. All right. So, as the credits roll, sorry about that. We'll talk about what's going on. What can I promote here? We got some fish swimming by in the background. What? So those of you here on stream that's coming in later, this will be here, you know, forever. Those of you listening in pod form, everything going on at the PlayStation Pop Experience. Every weekday, we have the Video Jukebox Song of the Day. Every other week, we do a theme. It is a fun little pod blast to start your weekday with. It's open to a lot of people, but for the most part, it's myself, Steve Riddle, and Keith Langston. Each of us do a couple a week to, have a little fun. What else we got on the feed? For my shows, I have Cartoons of Our Youth. I'm going to be doing an episode soon. Don't know exactly yet what cartoon we'll be covering. Stay tuned. We have the Most Sensational, Inspirational, Celebrational, Muppetational podcast. Myself and Miranda. Continuing on, we're in season 2 of The Muppet Show. So every episode of the podcast, we review 4 episodes. And then every time we go through 6 episodes, because there are 24 episodes in a season, we do a live watch. We've already done season 1 and did a live watch of The Muppet Show. So that means we'll be doing a Great Muppet Keeper here on Stream Lounge, actually, when we get there, hopefully in the next 6 months or so. So that's looking at November or December, hopefully, for that. Pop Goes the Classics as the proper Disney series, where we're going through the Disney animated features. As of this stream, our last episode was Tarzan, and we'll be doing Fantasia 2000 next. Myself, Miranda, and Steve Riddle. I have other shows that hopefully we'll get them to come back at some point with Laugh and Theater, the podcast. We have Blockbuster Rewatch. Don't forget, join me here usually every Wednesday. I do have some Wednesdays I can't do, and then other people to do other streams. I may do some different days here and there, but I am in the midst of my Star Wars rewatch over here on Stream Lounge. I've already done A New Hope, so I'm trying to get Empire Strikes Back. I have the guest lined up, but I don't think they're available for another few weeks, so we'll get that one out there as soon as we can. And then other shows on the feed, like Triers of Lost Arcs. That's monthly, and as myself, Tim Capel, Sean Kidd, and Scott Shiflett, where we look at a particular comics arc, and we discuss it, basically. And it's a lot of fun, and quite often they're ridiculous arcs. We're only doing 5 episodes, but they've been mostly ridiculous. We have Cap Wolf, we had Power Pack, we had G.I. Joe versus Transformers, so it's been a lot of fun. Also in the feed, though, we have Play While You Listen, that's Scott Shiflett's new video game podcast. We have Lady in the Beard, which is one of Miranda's shows. Also, Bells of Books that drops monthly. It's Miranda and Bianca. They're always basically a pod about books, and they have a nice list that they go through every month. And then It Was a Thing on TV also drops. Totally Rank is another show we have out there all about music. And yeah, lots of fun stuff here on the PlayStation Pop Experience over on the PlayStation Wrestling Network. All kinds of great wrestling shows. Myself, I have one current wrestling show, that is Who's Next? Myself and Logan Crosland, where we cover the previous month of NXT television. And it's very exciting because it's ever-changing, the brand. And, there's just had a bunch of people get called up to the main roster for Raw and SmackDown. So if you're a fan of NXT, it's a really fun show. Logan does a great job, and I really enjoy doing that show with him. But check out everything else on the PlayStation Wrestling Network. If you are a wrestling fan, there's something for everybody on there. And then over on the North-South Connection, a great mix of wrestling, sports, and pop culture. They also have a YouTube channel, so check that out. Go to PlayStation.com each and every day. All the podcasts from all the feeds are on there, as well as some really great articles that drop regularly. Paulie's Perspective, Steve's Box Office Report, amongst others. And what else we got? The Place to Be Facebook group. Go there, become a member. We do lots of fun discussions. It's a good place, good community. We do tournaments. There's going to be a big summer tournament. I'm not sure when this will drop as a pod, but by the time it does, that music tournament is probably going to be underway. Steve is running tournaments now, so I believe he's doing the greatest song of the aughts, which is 2000 to 2010. So keep an eye out for that. And yeah, just keep out for everything here on Stream Lounge that myself under Laughing Theater and Blockbuster Rewatch will be doing. Okay, so let's get to this this post-credit scene. We've had some beautiful animation, by the way, that I've been no-selling. And we get, some honors running through. And then we get to the ocean here. And our sea lion friends are still here on the rock. And we got the other one here that wants to get up on the thing. I'm trying to remember his name. Top of my head. I know I just talked about it earlier, but they're just sitting there like sleeping and then they shoo them off. I hear some familiar voices. Oh, look, it's the Tank Gang. And they're all... They made it all the way to California. Now what? They're going to quarantine. That's where you're going. And then go back to sleep, guys. All right. Well, that was a fun one. So coming up next, in terms of my rewatches here on Stream Lounge for this series, I will be doing Cars 3, which I've only seen once. So this will be the second time viewing for me. I've seen, some of the other stuff, and I've been to the Lightning's Racing School at Disney's Hollywood Studios in Florida, which kind of, has some characters from that movie there, so it might be a little fresh. It only came out about 6 years ago, I think. So I'm getting there, guys. Getting all caught up. So I'm Andy Anton. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining me here on Stream Lounge and listening as PlayStation Pop Experience. And I will see you next time. Have a great day. Yeah.